Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
So you discovered intertemporal travel, but you keep making a mess through time.
You fucking idiot.
When you go back, all your friends have a crack, but you inevitably ruin a whole new timeline. Make 100 mistakes and make 100 more. But don't worry, cause that's what time travel's for. You can always go back
and try again.
If you go back
and kill your friends,
you can always go back
an extra few seconds.
You can always go back.
And so it comes to this. Make some noise for the season finale of Dragon Friends. Oh, no dice, no rules, too many microphones. It has been about 12 to 15 minutes since Janosmir arrived to discover twice as many operatives as he thought he had sent into the house of the artificer. But master improviser that he is quick to spring into action, leading all of you into an upstairs disused wardrobe just large enough to carry all 10 souls that cram themselves into the room. 8 souls and 2 dungeon masters.
Did you say a wardrobe?
Yeah, everybody's in a wardrobe.
Is it a Narnia situation?
It's a walk-in wardrobe. There are some more cloaks embroidered by the designer CW. There is a box of fishing shit. And there is
Thank you all for coming to this wardrobe.
And also, this walk-in wardrobe has a small window, and through it, situated at the front of it, Janosmir peers through the... No,
I call it a wardrobe, but I think conventionally you would call it a room.
It's a walk-in wardrobe with a window.
Yeah, so it's a room.
It's a bedroom, and you are childless. Yeah.
And it's a wardrobe where I keep my bed and sleep.
And Janosmir stands at the window looking out at a scene of destruction. The dragon owned by the cult runs rampant as the alarms still sound in the building. You can see a riot gathering down below in the square of confused citizenry of Waterdeep, ready to tear themselves apart, so unsure, and brutally marching through them, 8-foot-tall robotic glitter men, the heavies of the cult, silencing dissidents and creating more pain and discord where they march.
Now, I'll admit this doesn't look good. They've released the dragon. It's terrorizing the city. Nobody's happy about this, least of all me. 3 things basically need to happen at once. Now, thankfully, I find myself in a surfeit of adventurers. I don't know how, but this is going to work out nicely for me because there's 3 teams I need to break you into. It's going to be real simple, all right?
Now, before actually we started, I asked Simon to draw logos for something he didn't quite understand what they were. So I have logos for you here. So teams, here you go.
Well, this is a picture of a lion.
Yep, and there you go.
And this is a picture of a bird.
And there you go.
It's an eagle, Ben.
This is a picture of a worm. Now, you'd think, by the way, that I wouldn't have had time to do such arts and crafts.
Jana sitting in the wardrobe with a glue gun.
In the grip of this panic. But I thought it was nice, so I did it. Now let's start with Team Air. See, I drew a little eagle.
This is
really good.
This is Strike Team Eagle.
Strike Team Eagle. And Filge, Grizzled Filge, you're team captain of that.
All right. Team Eagle, who's on my team?
Well,
let's hear you squawk.
That is largely up to you.
Oh.
You can pick one. One?
Yeah. This is soccer. This is high school soccer rules. So you can pick your favorite dragon friend, but do you want to give the rest of the team captains?
Friezo.
Me?
Chinese-o.
No!
What did
Boo!
You say?
What did
Boo!
You call him?
Boo! What the fuck?
Ben, you can't
ben,
say that.
That is Jenkins. So fucked up.
That's...
Dude.
come on, man.
Canceled.
Gonna get cancelled. It's gotta be by my friends.
Yes, Benjamin?
Friezo, you are Team Land.
Team Strike Team Lion.
Okay.
And Bobby, the Elder.
Yeah.
You are Team Worm.
Strike Team Worm.
I would have drawn a cooler underground animal if I knew that I was going to be that.
Now, Strike Team Eagle. Oh, that does sound cool, doesn't it?
These logos are going to be really great for our podcast listeners. This will really clear things up for them.
Strike Team Eagle, you've got to take the dragon down. Now, there's an Eerie. I'm bloody not taking advice on pronunciation from you, Dave Harmon.
There's the Eerie. The Griffin Cavalry of Waterdeep have an Eerie at Peak Top.
Yeah, it's Peak Top Eerie. That's what I said. You need to get there, infiltrate the Eerie. There'll be some weapons inside that you can use to bring the dragon
down. Or maybe
down.
Even griffins. The Cavalry of Waterdeep are famous griffin riders. You need something that will stop that black dragon.
Strike Team Lion.
Yes.
The people are panicking. They're going mad in the streets. It's cuckoo bananas stuff. And not just panicking because it's a dragon. The cult has infiltrated them and they're whipping up a frenzy. I really regret giving you this job, but you need to do crowd control.
Great.
Strike Team Worm, lower than dirt.
That's our motto.
I need you to do something very important indeed. Very important. Somewhere under the House of the Artificers, there's got to be some kind of magical device giving the Glittermen their orders. I want you to go downstairs, go underneath the ground, and shut it off.
Okay.
Also, I hear that your strike team eats its own shit to move. Is that true?
Yes, but everywhere we go, we make the soil richer than it was before. So, fuck you!
All right, the time has come for you to decide which brave agents you're going to take with you. Strike Team Eagle has the lead. Who will take the mission of the dragon with you, Phil? You can pick one member. Your favourite person on stage.
Well, me don't trust you to take care of Dilge. You really messed it up last time.
What did I do last time? You're talking to the other Filge?
I'm talking to the other Filge. So, me taking Dilge.
Oh, can't wait for future Dilge to get here so me can find out how Dilge mess up.
Congratulations, Dilge, you're in Strike Team Eagle.
Oh, awesome.
Strike Team Lion, your pick is next.
I will be picking Hamara Mabu. Because because after when this show finishes for the rest of you, our life continues together.
Hami, are you satisfied with that reason?
Yeah, it's me.
The Friezos are together on crowd control. Oh. All right, that leaves Team Disgusting Worm.
Come on.
Well, what's the slogan of the worms?
We're disgusting worms. Watch us grovel. No, I'm going to choose my dad because I love him. And also, I don't want to inflict him on anyone else.
All right. The Bobbies are working together. Now, it gets interesting because there are three more choices, but only two more slots. So if you would prefer nobody on your team, if you think that someone is a liability, you have the option of saying, we're good. Just to remind you, in the podcast, the unpicked members are Riordan playing Filge the Younger. We have Tom Cardy playing Logan the Huge. And we have We're Good. So, with that in mind, Alex, who are you picking? Again, it is Tom Cardy, We're Good, or your brother.
Yeah, Tom Cardy, not your brother.
Oh, my God. Well, like, part of me thinks that having three orcs to do a job is going to be very funny. What does everyone... Who should I pick?
Me starting to worry if we get another orc that about the diversity of the team.
Okay. All right, yeah. They're not doing race-based choosing.
Yeah.
Okay, Dilge. All right, well, in that case, we're taking Logan.
Congratulations, Logan. You're on Strike Team Eagle. And that means that the last decision is Friezo. Friezo, do you want nobody or do you want Riordan? Riordan, the sidebar.
Also, how so they, familiar.
We flew you from Melbourne to do this show.
Yeah, at great expense.
Side check, how you feeling?
I'm better now. It was very overwhelming early on. Didn't really know what was
going on. Because you got out of the cab and walked onto stage.
Yeah, Miles kind of grabbed me by the scruff of my neck and dragged me on stage as soon as I got out of the cab.
He also whispered to me before the lights came up, "Yo, do I have to do a voice?"
Do you have a preference here? Would you rather be on Team Hing or on Team Simon?
I think Team Hing, just as from a race-based kind of perspective.
We get it. We get it. We've had it for too good for too long. To be clear for the podcast, well, no. My dad is also a white male.
All right, then. No, Team Lion would gladly accept Chinese Village.
Congratulations so much.
Congratulations to your time, Leo. Team Lion, which means that, Simon, you can wear a humiliating second badge.
What? Did someone cut me in half and I became two lowly, disgusting worms? Well, yes, I guess that's my lot.
General Smear looks up from the small window in this wardrobe.
Yep.
At his new strike forces.
Yeah, and he says, "I've got these two. They're hearing stones. They're essentially earpieces. But if you put them in your ears, you'll be able to talk to me. I'll have one too. I'll be here in my wardrobe in the planning room that's also in my wardrobe."
Sorry, he's going to stay in the wardrobe?
Yeah, I'm going to stay here.
That's your plan. Mission control.
Mission control, exactly. Someone's got to overlook everything.
How are you seeing everything from the wardrobe?
Well, one of my beautiful windows.
He takes a small blackjack, shatters the window glass, and then with a knotted series of fine coats and bed sheets, he sort of slings an improvised rope down the side of the building that you can all escape from. Mm-hmm. Not all of you, of course, because Team Earthworm have their own mission inside the building. Now, I've taken away the table, I've taken away your dice, you still have your character sheets, but I will be managing from here on in any roles. You simply need to tell me what you want to do, and I will roll and tell you if you have succeeded. It's a new game for the finale, and we are going to start with the team that's going down the rope first, which is Strike Team Eagle.
Okay. Can I order a quick little sidebar with a dragon huddle?
Of course you can, yeah.
Like a dragon huddle.
Originals only.
Originals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so the old... the older dragon friends and Dilge.
Me just stiffs.
Okay.
I feel future
Logan,
Dilging.
You can come too. Logan's on our team.
Jeez.
Okay, so like we do this mission, but... Mm-hmm. What are we going to do with these other dragon friends?
I cannot stress this enough. Do not kill them until we know what's going on. Friezo, I'm looking directly at you.
I'm not going to kill old me, but I might...
Like no, I heard... No, you can't kill old me.
Why not?
And I might die.
Well, Bobby, sorry.
Friezo, if
but
you want to...
But we might die if we kill old
if
us.
If you want to test it, cut off young Friezo's finger and see what happens to you.
Yeah, or give young Friezo a tattoo and see if it appears on your skin.
Yeah, or smile as hard as you can. Me just wanted an idea.
Great job.
I have to say, unfortunately, because you guys have done this, you've given a window, and so in the ensuite just off the wardrobe, the younger dragon friends are also huddling and they have time for their own secret plan if they want.
What are we going to do?
I mean, you're looking at the wrong person. I was really hoping you were going to direct that
Bilge
somewhere else.
Bilge is a natural leader. Okay. You have to take control of this situation.
He hasn't listened to the show.
I don't want to die, and I would like to do everything in my power to avoid that happening. I'm happy for you guys if you want to fall on your swords as some sort of sacrifice to me, like an offering to them maybe to see what would happen. And then I survive.
You don't need to go along with King's crazy plan.
But I think that sounds like a good idea, Bobby, for you.
I think there's some benefits of old age. I am prepared to fall on my sword.
He's going to walk into the ensuite in 10 minutes and they'll all just be dead. They killed themselves rather than appear on our podcast.
We could go to the bar. We could go to the bar.
You know what's fucking crazy, though? Is that, like... The way my brain works, I'm like realizing that Hum now has me hostage.
Yeah.
Because she can
that's what I thought too.
My involvement in this podcast
yeah.
by killing me previously, maybe.
Or just herself.
Okay, panic word. If any of those the other dragon friends try to kill us, our panic word over the hearing stone, which means kill them, is...
No. Don't...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Wait, is it yes or no? What's the panic word?
The panic word is croissant.
Croissant.
And it has been decided. The panic word is croissant. All of you click your sending stones into your ears and you hear the tinny voice of Janos Mir, who is beside you but deciding to talk through the radio.
Hey, how cool is this? Can you hear me?
Can you hear us?
Do we all have them?
Yeah. Everyone has them.
Is there like a slight latency on it?
Can you hear?
Wait, what?
Hang on a second.
I was just going to...
I think we're all getting delivered.
Are you doing...
I think I'm getting looped because I'm hearing myself
through
you.
Somebody is on mute.
No, I think...
You need to...
Turn your camera on.
I swear I sound tinny. Can you hear my voice as well?
I can hear you
through... What?
Why are you...
What?
I can't
what?
Hear you.
What?
And then the dragon destroys the city. No. All right. So, Strike Team Eagle, with Filch leading the way, you sling yourself over the precipice. And
Eagles, let's fly.
Let's fly.
Cool stuff like that.
Are you going to jump out the window?
No.
Just pancake to the ground.
No. Let's fly means let's go.
Let's climb very carefully down this rope.
I got a quick question. I used to have a dragon, right?
Sorry?
Oh, yeah. Did I just have a dragon?
Yeah, you have a little pet dragon.
Do dragons grow? Because it's been heaps of years. No. Maybe it's like grown into like some
enormous
dragon.
No, it's unfortunately traveled through time with you. So you still have a baby dragon.
Unfortunately.
It will act for you if you're given instructions. It does love you.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, just bear that in mind. I have something that loves me.
All right, use rope checks all work and Strike Team Eagle with Practice Grace. I don't mean to say this isn't a competition, but they dismount in a very cool manner and all three members of Strike Team Eagle descend down the rope without incident, without taking any hit points
damage.
And
we do a cool high five.
And they all do a cool high five?
Yeah.
Now, Peak Top Eerie is just north of the Castle Ward, away up Mount of the mountain that Waterdeep is built around. So, are you going to head straight there or do you have some other plan? Are you going to...
No, we'll head straight there.
All right, so you start racing towards the Griffin Cavalry?
Yes.
Do you have anything you want to say to your team?
Everyone.
Yeah.
The most important thing to do is protect Dilge. And kill this goddamn dragon.
Me agree.
Everyone, most important thing, remember, say cool stuff, look cool, and be tough.
Wonderful. And so heading towards the Peak Top Eyrie, you see in the distance the proud building that housed the Griffin Cavalry, the sort of shining star of the defense force of Waterdeep, now forced to have their arms laid down by the Glittermen. Meanwhile, descending the rope successfully, it has to be said of Team Lion, Old Friezo spins his way down. Oh, okay. Also... Young Filge spins down the rope and Friezo, I'm really sorry. You're going to think I'm trying to get you. Hum, you fall and you face plant on the way down.
See, babe, this is what he fucking does. This is what he does. He picks us out and he goes, oh, I'm going to put you. You know what I mean? And so our enemy isn't the world, it isn't anyone else, it's just Dave, okay?
You take 3 hit points of damage, and again, I apologize, it's simply the dice. Now, Friezo, you can see in Virgin Square, the sort of central...
Is it a bunch of Daves or what?
big old statue of Dave?
Yeah.
It's called Virgin Square. It's actually a circle, but that's what's engraved under Dave's statue. Because you're not cool and you don't fuck.
Virgin Square is a very
also
famous...
Also known in Italian as Palazzo de Haman.
Virgin Square is a very famous square...
Dungeon Master.
In the trade ward of Waterdeep. It's just outside the House of the Artificer. You can look it up in Volos' Guide to Monsters if you don't believe
me. This is
really
making you sound a lot less like a virgin. A virgin would never tell anyone to consult the literature.
And there is a crowd. A crowd is beginning.
No. You've unlocked Tom's bully laugh. There's no going back now.
Shut up, Tom. A crowd is beginning to grow and there is muttering. No one has thrown a stone yet, but you know that this is seconds away from exploding into rioting, and it is packed to the gills with people from Waterdeep, and despairing next to a small sort of wagon is a figure in the uniform of a junior fire marshal of the city.
Well, everybody, just, sorry, could I have everybody's attention just for a quick little, excuse me.
No one is paying any attention.
Okay, if we kill him, we'll get everyone's attention.
Okay, let's kill him.
So you need to cast a witch bolt at him.
Dave, can I cast a witch bolt, please?
I guess, sure.
Okay, guys, just that's really good, but a little bit more shush, please.
Friso, the younger, looks, her eyes grow purple, and a witch bolt bursts out towards the fire marshal and kills him.
Oh, okay.
And that's enough to draw the attention of about four or six people around the outskirts of the... murder will draw people's attention.
Everyone sit down or you're all going to die. Sit down. Everybody sit down. Are they sitting down?
No, they're looking at you unsure, and two figures step forward. One of them is in the grey robes of a sort of crazed anchorite, wild beard, wild eyes, and a sort of chain around their necks. The other figure is in the uniform of one of the city, the burgomasters, the guild lords that run the city of a junior guild, and he has four guards around him. The two of them look at you.
We're here to help.
You killed the fire marshal.
Oh, but he wasn't very effective. I think I'd do a better job. This is like, you kill the fire marshal, become the fire marshal. Give me the hat.
They say that.
Actually, no. Sorry. My friend here gets the hat.
Younger Phil, are you doing anything?
Yeah, I support that action. Wholeheartedly.
You second that motion?
Yeah, I second that motion.
That gives an advantage to your persuasion check, Rizzo. So you roll a 10 plus 12 is 22, which means you pass.
Yep.
The one that looks forward, first of all, is the burgomaster of the city, the sort of guild leader.
And he says, well, I mean, I guess I can't argue with results. In all my time as the burgomaster...
He's actually a guild leader of the guild...
What's
your
title?
He's a guild leader of the guild of costers.
Yeah, which clarifies things enormously for Ben.
Mercers and costers.
Yeah, sure. I've got to get back. I apparently manage a Hungry Jack's, so...
The other figure, I've got to say, however, the sort of figure with the crazed eyes, the iron chain and the wild beard, doesn't seem to be buying this.
He says, listen not to the heathens! They wish to lead you astray with their wickedness.
This guy sounds crazy.
I don't know, Dave, should we kill this guy?
I know you're loading a cocked younger Friso at things, but they are rapidly running out of witch bolts, so are you going to fire off Hummer then at him again?
Oh, yeah, I guess I'll just attack them with a sword.
It's okay, Hing, you can still kill someone without a witch bolt. You just sound very sad about that.
You've killed a civil bureaucrat. No, you've killed sort of like a public worker, an essential employee of the city, and now you're going to kill a bureaucrat, is that right?
I don't know what they are, Dave.
Well, why should that stop you then? All right. What do you want to roll?
Well, no, don't we have the hat? We've got the fire marshal hat.
That doesn't make you fire marshal.
Yeah, the Hungry Jack's guy gave it to them.
So Friso, you can give a speech now to everyone. Explain you're the new fire marshal.
It's me, the new fire marshal.
Everyone, I'm convinced.
Thank you. Everyone sit down.
All right, I'm just going to make a persuasion check. And that's a 5. The crowd starts to turn against you. They take...
Oh, I miss the old fire marshal. Yeah, he was great.
He's dead and on the ground in front of you. All right, the crowd unrest goes to level 2. If it gets to level 5, just so you know, there will be a full-on riot. But meanwhile, inside the House of the Artificers, two young halflings, one younger than the other, are stalking...
You betcha.
Are stalking...
Careful, old man.
...their way... into the sort of the belly of the beast. Now, which of you is going to lead? Who's the most experienced? Who's the most skillful scout of the two of you?
The alpha to my right.
Right. Well, I mean, obviously, because I have literally years more experience than you. So just look, I know all your bullshit, so don't fucking try and pull it with me. Let's go. We're looking for something that like transmits signals. Is that the
yeah, that's there? Right. There will be a device somewhere that will. And actually, before you left, you were given by General Smear a small item that a ley line sequencer, which you can use to search for an item. And it seems to suggest that it's down below you into the west.
The okay. item's called a worm.
It's called a worm. It is actually called a worm.
Thanks, Dad. Well, look out for anything that looks like a magical device. Fortunately, we're in a fantasy world, so anything could be a magical device.
All right. You're leading, is that correct?
Yep.
I'll go all right, first. Can you make for me a stealth check and a perception check, by which I mean I will make one.
Yeah.
And you pass the stealth check and you pass the perception check. So you soon seen that there is an old, rusted door. It was clearly hasn't been opened for some time, suggesting that there's not people directly underneath it, but it is locked.
Hey, Hot Stuff, you want to open this one?
Okay, I'll try.
All right, so the Bobby, the younger, level one Bobby, is substantially less good at lockpicks, opens it. That's a 19. There's a click.
Does that mean it's been blown off its hinges?
Yeah, it means that Bobby, it means Chris, that Chris's Bobby turns, spins his lockpick in a way that your fingers can't seem to do anymore and clicks the... Moves really, really quickly, turns around, nothing happens, and then he clicks his fingers and you hear a click as the lock opens and the door swings open.
That kind of showboating will not serve you well.
You should turn into a werewolf right now.
It is a full moon. It was a full moon this night, but you are inside for now.
Right. Indoors.
So, you go. There are ladders leading down and it looks like it leads into the old Waterdeep sewers.
Oh, great. Well, here we go, I guess.
Game of snakes and ladders?
No, it's... You know our mission.
Do what?
If anything, it would have been cool to say worms and ladders. Dude, listen. Just... I know that there's a lot of stuff that is yet to happen to you that has happened to me.
And that I don't understand.
Literally.
Really grinding my gears. You know what? One day, you'll do something brash and silly, like just on a whim, and then you'll find yourself floating dead in space.
Can we get back to the worm in question?
I'm just trying to... Honestly... And he puts a hand on his shoulder. Please be careful, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Oh my God, how... Was I really like this?
Meanwhile, climbing their way up towards the castle world to pick up Eerie is Strike Team Eagle. Filch leading the way. Younger Filch just somewhere else. Logan the Huge and Dilge alongside her. And soon you can see the majestic... Old Eerie, where the Griffin Cavalry of Waterdeep once stood. It is closed. It has been... The doors are barred. Ever since the glitter men of the cult took over Waterdeep, they fly no longer. And you can see motionless, just ahead of you, the figure of a glitter man soldier, a golden construct robot guarding the gates.
God, I wish I remembered how we killed these things the first time.
It was very hard and it took a lot of killing, but you were level one.
Okay, so these glitter... Is he, like, awake?
They are motionless. You never know. They're always awake. But because he hasn't seen you, he hasn't moved.
Oh, okay. Is there some sort of, like, grass and stuff around? Some plants?
There are. There's lots of...
I can control some plants, make them grow real fast and do my bidding. Maybe I ensnare him.
Ooh, do that.
All right, do you want to cast plant growth?
Yes, please.
All right, so... suddenly all of the rocky outcrops have these small shrubs and grass as Logan grabs his druidic totem, slams it into the ground.
Plants, come forth!
And vines and tendrils leap forward out of the ground and they start to ensnare the arms of the Glitterman, which wakes with a start, twists left and right, is unable to as more and more vines snap into place, locking into place, its eyes grown a piteous shade of blue as it struggles, but it is restrained on the ground in front of the gates as Logan finishes his spell, and you can all walk past it if you want.
Shall we walk past it? Yep. Let's walk past. Let's not make trouble for ourselves. Gotta tease him without free zone. Keep going.
The door is old and heavy. How are you going to open it?
Let's all barge into it as hard as we can.
Ooh, yeah. This is a great introduction to doors for Logan. Yeah.
I don't really feel comfortable breaking something so beautiful and majestic.
Should we check first if it's push or pull?
Oh, Dilge. Good thinking. Okay, you check.
Me came in best at door studies. I lay a hand gently on the door. It Dave?
It is unlocked and beautifully counterweighted and swings open easily.
Wow. Dil, did you say there's door studies somewhere? There's a university that teaches about doors?
Oh, me did orc manatees.
In
degree.
Never mind, let's go.
Inside you can see what is still the sort of quite sparse but proud quarters of the Griffin Cavalry of Waterdeep. There are stables where the griffins used to be sequestered off to the west, and there are the armaments along the walls, the sort of fortifications of the Eyrie, where there is still a row of proud balusters aimed at the heavens. Balusters are like big spear throwers.
Oh, right.
Ballistae?
I would say ballista.
I would also say ballista. Yeah.
Well, that sucks for me. Meanwhile, in Virgin Square...
Hey, where's the old fire marshal? I loved him. Yeah, bring back the old fire marshal. Hey, the old fire marshal. I'm just thinking about him.
If we're just shouting things, I also wish those two would stop killing people.
We killed one person, Dave. Come on. Friezo turns to young Friezo and young Filge and says, what level are that, Dave? What level's the crowd at?
Two. You're at level two.
Okay. Look. This crowd of virgins are getting unruly. Young Filge, we need a way to calm down this square of virgins. What do you got?
Are you saying some sort of sexy dance?
That does sound like Filge season one.
You quite by accident nailed this.
Young Friezo also seems to be on board with this. So, I guess two against one. We're doing sexy dance, Dave.
You want to do a... You're going to try and calm... Let me understand this.
No.
You're going to try and calm down the mob that are watching the dragon destroy the city, and you're going to do that by doing what?
Well, they're virgins, see?
No.
They're virgins at the Virgin Square. And so what virgins would want more than anything is some sort of... erotic dance.
Right, you're an 8-foot-tall half-orc barbarian, ex-smith of Daggerford.
Sounds a lot like you're yucking someone's yum, yeah. There, David.
Happy to jump in here and say, if you Google those tags, Dave.
I'm gonna let you do a performance. You're next to me. You can roll it if you want.
Hang on, wait. But does anyone want to help?
Help?
No. Yeah, like help. So like
we're backup dancers.
To give an advantage. We should help, right?
Just arriving Charlie's Angels.
So Phil just dancing in the front and there are two backup Friezos dancing.
Maybe we give them
normal
the beat.
Stuff.
We can give them
extremely normal stuff.
Maybe we're just doing some more. Maybe we're just making out.
That's good.
It's not a video. Yeah.
Well, we're just making out in the background.
Wait, Friezo, you're going to make out with Friezo.
Yeah.
Because then the virgins would know... What to
You're going to make out with yourself 7 years ago.
And twins.
I don't know. Is that?
Does that give advantage?
It gives advantage
to the perverts listening.
All right, you just make out with yourself. That's all right.
Do they need to roll a dice about that? I just feel bad.
I'm not your dad. Well, actually, what is other Friezo doing?
I don't think it's enthusiastic.
Well,
that just makes it worse.
So it's like a wooden stage kiss.
No, it's fine. We'll make it out.
No, we're not going to do it. No,
I'm obsessed with making out.
No, we're not going to do that now. Absolutely not. We're not going to do that.
Okay, so we're doing like a year 10 play stage kiss.
With the hand.
Friezo is putting the hand in front of the mouth.
No. Friezo's running away. Fuck this. I'm out of here.
You're going to abandon level one you and level one Alex to the mob.
They've done it before. They'll do it again.
All right, Friezo, give me your badge back. You're running away.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm going solid, eh?
Yep. There is a new fourth strike team. What is it called?
Team Frieza.
And what's it? What is its mission?
I don't know yet. We'll work it out.
Can I just ask, to illustrate this, did older Frieza go for a kiss, get rejected, then run away?
Yeah, he's the virgin now.
Yeah, all taking place in Virgin Square.
Meanwhile, some kind of very powerful muscular dance is being performed by Filge.
Yeah, what genre of dance are we doing here?
Just your standard pole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right, you know.
Is there a pole in Virgin Square?
Well, you have javelins.
Well, there's a... Yeah, exactly. We've got javelins.
Stab a javelin in the ground. You start doing some basic pole.
You got a javelin, you got a pole.
There is nothing less sexy or impressive than someone who's done one pole dancing class.
Also, you rolled a 3, which means that it somehow makes the crowd angrier.
Yeah, because you've whet their appetite. And then you leap up on the pole, which is a javelin, and it just bends in the ground, and you fall on your head.
And what does the bearded anchorite say?
You see, and the heathen cannot even pole! Oh, and then the anchorite just poles incredibly. Like this Rasputin looking motherfucker, just yeah. Like
incredibly flexible,
incredible core.
Yeah.
Wait, Dave, what level are the crowd at now?
The crowd are now at level 3, so they're getting close to bursting into full-on riot. But meanwhile, deep under the cities, in the sewers of Waterdeep, tracing a ley line in through the gossamer strands of a disgusting magical item known only as the worm. The figures of Bobby Pancakes and Bobby Pancakes tread forward carefully and succeed with great aplomb, natural 20, at following the trail. And in fact, so heightened is your awareness that you realize that there is a guard just ahead of you. It looks like another junior cultist, and they are playing on some kind of handheld device, a Rubik's Cube or a...
Cup and ball.
A cup and ball?
Cup and ball, the cup and ball, the ball goes in a cup and a cup.
Again, all of his colleagues are ransacking the city.
Cup and ball, cup and ball, cup goes in the ball, no, the other way round.
I whisper to young Bobby, double surprise attack.
Done.
All right, we're going to do a double surprise attack.
All right, you sneak forward. Both of you, 14 and 17, you both succeed as you race forward in the shadows. He looks down. He's failing, by the way, to do the cup and the ball again and again. Despite the song, the lyrics don't match the action. But then, improbably, the ball flips forward and lands on the cup and his eyes light up.
Cup and ball!
And and he's instantly killed. As daggers stab into both sides of his neck,
blood turns to mist, right?
Blood splatters on the face of Bobby the Younger as his eyes light up.
Wait, you like this?
No, I can't see a thing.
Jesus Christ, what a rookie.
Older Bobby sort of takes out a handkerchief and starts cleaning his face.
Down, and he like licks the handkerchief and wipes the face like a mum. It's like, come on, come here. Don't squirm. Come on.
What do worms do other than squirm?
Oh my God, you are insufferable. He grabs him by the sleeve and tugs him forward.
As you make your way further, you now hear a rhythmic clicking of some kind of vast mechanical device just ahead of you. It's about 60 feet ahead, but there's a grate in front of you, a locked grate.
All right, can we... I was going to say do it together, but the Friezos have already tried to do
that. It's not how that works, no. Who's going to pick this lock? Okay, by the way... You quickly check it, you look at it with your perception, and you can see that there is a rudimentary alarm attached to it. If it is picked incorrectly, a siren is going to go off.
Is there a way that one of us can do the alarm and the other one can do the...
The alarm is on the other side of the grill.
Okay. All right, I'm going to try and do it.
All right. I'm going to make for you a thieves' tools check, and that is a natural 20.
Whoa! Whoa.
Okay.
You... You mirror the spin lockpick move from before. Oh. Turn around, click your fingers, and a beat later, click, and it opens.
Yeah. You know. A thank you would be nice.
Meanwhile, in Peak Top Eerie, Strike Team Eagle move forward. As I said, you have the stables on one side of you. The ballista are up high on the fortifications. There's the keep in the far distance. You don't know how many more glitter men there are. You only saw the one, which is still struggling pitiably at the gate. For now, it seems otherwise empty.
Are the ballistas armed? Have they got spears in them?
Four of them, it looks like, have spears in them. The rest of them are unarmed. Okay. As you see the dragon at a distance over Waterdeep swoops low, and you can see that there is a figure riding it, presumably of the Duke, fake Duke Davin Tyrell, as it breathes fire, and fire bursts out over the trade ward, screams in the air as the heat, the backwash of the heat, reaches you even here at Peak Top.
I'm going to try and shoot it with one of the ballistas.
You're going to run up to the ballistas?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I'm going to try and load the ballista very efficiently.
One of the unloaded ones?
Well, just load the ballista that Filch seems to be using. We have that sibling intuition.
Okay, well, that one is loaded, but so you...
Well, then I'm going to stand by it, ready to reload it.
Okay, great. So you're going to quickly, I'm just going to check, you take aim at the dragon and...
And it's soft underbelly, nay.
As you are ready... by the way, while all this is happening, what's Logan doing?
Yeah, I can... Are there griffins there in the stables?
You're going to go check the stables?
Well, I can speak to beasts and animals and stuff like that. So maybe I'm going to tell him, hey, whoa there, fella.
All right.
Go and...
Logan, you run over to the stables. And meanwhile, Filge, you sight and you feel with Dilge by your shoulder that anything is possible. The siblings are reunited. Dilge is ready to protect you in an instant as you take... Aim down the sights, the iron sights of the ballista. You can see in a distance wreaking havoc. Davin Tyrell and his pet, the black dragon Gabastrath. You take aim. I rolled a 3, which means that your shot goes wide as you see it crashing in the distance down to the trades ward, obliterating a fountain, presumably in Virgin Square. Meanwhile,
Virgin Fountain. The Fountain of Dave's got him even angrier!
Shrapnel shatters quickly. Dexterity checks for everybody in Virgin Square. Frieza the older, you're fine. Frieza the younger, you get hit again. You take another, I'm afraid to say, 4 hit points, which means you are now down to 10 hit points, just so you understand.
0 is bad.
Meanwhile, Filge the Younger, you also managed to dodge the blast, but shrapnel has hit the crowd. People are moaning in pain. 2 of the guards of the Coster Guild leader are hurt, and also blood splatters across the face of the crazed anchorite, who becomes even more possessed and agitated.
Do you see? They suck! Was there shrapnel before they came? Nay! But now as they come, you see blood, shrapnel, piss, shit. There's also piss and shit.
There's no piss and there's no shit.
As I see piss and shit. And then he pisses and shits himself in demonstration.
Wonderful. All right, what do you guys do?
Do we get a chance to talk to the crowd? Can we reason
with them? You're dancing right now.
The dance is finished.
Oh, all right. The dance is finished now? You decided the dance is stupid, Reardon?
No, the dance just has come to its natural conclusion. Duh.
Yeah, okay, now that you've finished erotic dancing, now you can try and win their hearts and minds with a stirring speech.
Could we propose to the crowd that whoever's the quietest and can sit down will win a prize?
All right. In the voice and manner of the half-orc Filge, the crowd is in front of you. Can you address them for me?
Oh, hello.
Keep going. You're doing great.
No. Everybody, listen to Marge Simpson. I see you're mad, but I got a little prize in my pocket.
We're going Louis Armstrong.
Fields of Green.
And whoever's the quietest, well, you can have, I won't tell you what it is, but I got a little hit prize for you. And y'all can have it if you win.
You know what you have weirdly, and this might be like weird brother-sister thing, is you've correctly identified a decision that Alex made years ago, which is that orcs speaking in the natural voice speak in the manner of a southern belle. So I'm going to give you advantage on that. And the crowd start to calm down. They lose a level of riot.
They get kind of prize? One. I'd like a prize. I can be quiet. I'll
and
be
they quiet. Start to get quiet. And you notice at this moment, the guild leader steps forward.
Now that you are calm,
help us break down these doors. What treasures could be yours? Forget the prize that this half-orc promises you. Break down these doors and join the Guild of Fuckheads.
And as he says that, you can see the sign of the House of the Artificers is flying on his necklace. These come out and proud. This is another cultist.
And is he in the crowd or is he separate to the crowd?
He's got his guards around him, but he's standing amongst the crowd and they seem to be listening to him.
And how
you're not there.
Well, Friezo's run away, so how far away is Friezo now? Like 100 feet?
We're going to cut to Friezo in a second, but Friezo is here, and you can see that this guy is a cultist, another baddie.
Is Friezo here or am I here?
No, Friezo left you.
You are Friezo.
You didn't want to kiss Friezo, yeah. And Friezo wanted to kiss you, so Friezo left, and now Friezo's having his own adventure.
Man, I should have kissed that guy.
But this guy now is trying to whip the crowd up more, and you realize that he's not on your side. What do you want to do?
Kill him.
If you want.
Yeah, let's go off.
All right. Witch Bolt or Eldritch Blast? Which do you want? A spear to the heart or unceasing torment that rends your soul from your flesh?
Which one's more go off queen?
Using your last spell slot, Hum, you paint the sigils in the air, your light flies from your hand, and he starts to scream, but his guards are alerted to the fact, and as he's driven to his knees, they start to advance on Riordan, Filge, and on Hum's Friezo, and they attack you, and both of them miss for now, but Riordan, Filge can respond if you want.
I should attack!
You make an attack, and your maul hits forward with 8 points, and the guard staggers forward, bloodied, but not defeated, but meanwhile, not underneath the House of the Artificer, but about 120 yards away, heading into the caravan district by himself in a city that is now very much aflame, is the figure of Friezo. By himself, strike team Friezo.
If it's not the Virgin Square, would it be like the sex avenue or something like that?
Sex hexagon. Yeah. Sexagon.
Yeah, you're on the sex positive boulevard.
Friezo is... What's the head cultist name?
There were three.
Is that Davin Tyrrell?
Davin Tyrrell and the Inquisitor, yeah.
He's on the dragon right now?
He is, up high above you.
All right, Friezo's going to cast Fly.
All right, you use one of your spell slots, and Friezo, you ascend into the air, and you levitate up, and you start soaring towards the dragon, which is whipping up a storm in the sky above you. You'll be able to reach it very soon, and you can see the figure of Davin Tyrrell, the collar around the dragon's neck, as you race into position. But while you do that, deep underneath the House of the Artificers, having an argument with himself is Bobby Pancakes.
I guess, and we're just following the needle, just like coming on. I guess my question to you is, do you have any questions for me, given that, like, you know, I am you, I have extra wisdom, etc. Is there anything that you want to know?
I know that I do not want to know anything from you, but I wish to say that I have nothing to offer but blood, sweat, and shit.
He's a quick learn, Dave. Well, yeah.
The younger Bobby looks at you, looks at your sad eyes, at your haunted expression, at your honestly kind of showy, black, sad, you know, cool outfit of somebody who has, like, lost any spark in their life, and he affirms that he wants to be nothing like you.
Well, and Bobby, like, opens his shirt and shows him the scar that has, like, the crystal embedded in it. And he's like, you can avoid this, but...
How do I do it?
I guess never listen to Friezo.
At that moment, you could go around a corner and you can see in the distance a vast device, an arcane sequencer, a sort of beautiful old artificer's construction, pride of the House of the Artificer, and there is a figure of a junior apprentice mage working at it with cultists on either side. Their backs to you as he's desperately hounding his two associates to pull on giant winches.
I make a sign that I hope he understands. Oh, no! Thieves can't.
Yeah, you can speak. You can use the hand signals of thieves.
Hand signals that Bobby knows, which says, let's take them out with our bows at the same time on the count of three.
But I've got no arrows.
Does he have no arrows?
Yeah, but you can hand him one if you want.
Okay, I hand him an arrow.
And the two of you cock your short bows. You fire. The arrows move unseen by the two of them towards their targets. But before we see if they hit, meanwhile, at Peak Top Eerie, Logan, you open the stables and you see one small, slightly sickly looking griffin, the last of the griffins. Otherwise, the stables are empty. It's chained by a simple chain around its neck.
I say, whoa there, little fella, whoa there, don't worry, don't worry. All your brothers, all your sisters, they may have gone off, but I'm here for you.
Now, you can speak the language of griffin, so the griffin speaks back.
Hi.
Oh, this could go for fucking ever.
Is it so nice to come on? Give me a little pat on the head.
Oh, boy.
Hey, why are you stopping the pat?
It's okay.
Why are you stopping... Oh.
No. There's a good griffin. Listen, I need you to do me a favor. Okay. I'll grant you your freedom, and I'll even make you healthy, maybe, with a spell. But you got to do one thing for me.
Oh, what's that?
You need to go over there. You're going to take out that little man on that dragon. Can you do that? Can you do that for an
You can see, by the way, there is a saddle on the griffin as well.
You said he was small and sickly, and I'm a huge fucking
you
turtle.
You are. It's true. You're the biggest of all of them. You have slightly smaller people on Team Eagle as well, who are right now struggling right now with the baluster. Listen. You going to take a second shot?
Oh, hey. Happy petting, man. I'm scared.
That's okay. Would it make you feel safer if you had a Westfield... sized turtle sitting on your back?
No, I think that would have like a crush me to death.
There's only one way we can find out, and he whips himself onto the griffin.
Oh my god, when you crush a griffin in a hydraulic press. Oh,
He's fine. He is
actually fine. There is surprising reserves of strength as you take a key from a hook, unlock it, and Logan soars up into the air on the griffin. Meanwhile, on the battlements, the ballista, Filge and Dilge, is loading up. You have a chance for a second shot.
Should we do a perception check to see if we can see anything in the sky buzzing around near the dragon?
Yep, I did. You rolled it. No, you can't.
Come on.
So we're like, it's clear, Dilge.
We keep firing. And whatever we hit, probably dragon.
Probably dragon. Hey, right. You want to have go this time?
Oh, me fire?
Yeah.
It would be me on a...
You have the true strike, actually, cantrip, if you want to use it, which will give you advantage.
I am using that cantrip.
All right, so you do it, and with advantage, you roll a 19, which means that Dilge unerringly fires an arrow straight at where the dragon would be if no one was in front of the dragon. And no one is in front of the dragon.
Oh, thank God.
It hits, and there is a squawk in pain as Gabastruff the Black Dragon, there's a plumed arrow inside it. She shrieks in pain and spins in the air, provoking a reaction attack if you want from you, Friezo, because you're right next to her.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
And you just say, ouchie, wouchie, and fly away.
Meanwhile, down by Virgin Square, Filge and Friezo, you are dealing with the mob and you are being attacked by the guards. You have a chance to attack back if you want, but your witch bolts are gone. You have a short sword and you have your eldritch blasts.
When you cut last time, you didn't say what happened to my witch bolt.
That's true. Your witch bolt is still in effect and it does get damaged this round, and it is still not enough to kill the guild leader, so he is driven to the ground, but he's still alive, and when you do something else, you're going to have to break the witch bolt. Do you want to ignore the guard that's attacking you to still keep trying to kill this guild leader?
I've only got 10 points.
It's a risk, but it might work.
I don't trust Dave.
Oh, well, go on. What are you risking? It's only Hing's character.
I've got a short sword.
Okay.
What if... can I keep the witch bolt going with one hand and stab a guy with the other hand?
You can try. I will let you do an intelligence check. All right. You grab the sword, trying to hold it, and you stab at the guy, and the bloodied one, and you actually hit him, and you do 5 points of damage, which is enough to kill him as he dies. Now I need to do your concentration check as well. You roll a 19, which means that with the other hand, he's driven down. Congratulations, you do another 10 points of damage, 12 points of damage. You kill him, and you gain 4 temporary hit points. Meanwhile, the guard is attacking you, Filge the Younger, and he rolls and he hits you and you take another 5 points of damage, but you've got plenty of hit points left. What do you want
to
do?
Can I attack the crowd, or do I have to, like, if I wipe out the crowd, then the guards have nothing
problem
to defend. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't have a riot without a crowd. So
I would like to wipe out the crowd.
How are you going to do that? You're getting angry?
Yeah, but
are
more?
You getting angry?
Can I maul the whole crowd?
But is Phil?
I'm angry as How hell, angry? Dave. I'm fuming.
Angry enough to go into a barbaric rage?
Hell yeah.
And Phil lunges forward and kills two commoners.
Okay.
The start of a long campaign to murder every person in Virgin Square.
Phil, can I just say, go off, queen.
Yeah.
Arrows imbued by snake attacks down underneath the house of the artificer fly forward and they assassinate with grim certainty the two figures of the cultists as Bobby and Bobby step forward out of the shadows as the apprentice mage spins around his hand next to but not yet pulling a lever on the arcane sequencer which hums behind him.
Yeah, you guys aren't meant to be here. What's going on? Why are the two of you? Who am I? I think I'm unwell.
There's not two of us.
Oh?
There's one of us.
We are a single worm.
Yeah, I'm real crook with something, guys. Can I take my break now, Mr. Papadopoulos?
Bobby the Older makes a dash forward and tries to run him through with his short sword.
Okay, the moment you make a dash, he tries to pull at the lever, so this is opposed initiative. He rolls a 14. Bobby, the younger. Are you assisting Bobby the Older in this?
No, I'm running away.
Then you don't have advantage.
But.
And you roll a 17. You race forward, kicking his hand back at the last minute, and you plunge your dagger into the challenge rating 1/8 apprentice mage, killing him instantly. The arcane sequencer is in front of you. You can see the giant gem that powers it. If it, you know that if you shatter this gem, the sequencer will die.
Okay.
But there's also the lever if you want to pull it.
And let us not forget Mr. Papadopoulos, who's waiting in the wings for his grand entrance.
I'm going to use the moon touch short sword to turn into a werewolf to increase my strength and then hack at the gem.
All right, you do so, but we will do that in a second because meanwhile on Peak Top Eerie, you suddenly feel a figure behind you, Dilge. You turn away from the ballista and you see high up in the rampants a figure of a grand inquisitor with raven hair, high cheekbones, Sybil Thorne, the inquisitor from the cult who has come to try and stop you two glittermen behind you as she lunges at you with her rapier. She's obviously followed you all the way from the house of the artificer and she stabs you and hits you for 11 hit points of damage.
Okay. That's awesome. I have 4 hit points.
Okay.
Dilge
is down to... Don't look at me like that. You're here too. Now, Dilge, you've got 4 hit points. You have an action and response. There are 2 glittermen and there is the figure in front of you.
Where did the glittermen turn up?
With the
Inquisitor. I brought them with me.
Sybil Shepherd brought them.
What are you going to do?
Okay, I have the Light Hammer of Warning, which is a simple light thrown weapon. So I guess I could try and just dink Sybil with a hammer to the head while kind of pedaling backwards a little. I want to hit like a fadeaway 3.
Okay, great. You roll a 6, you miss and disarm yourself.
Well, it was a thrown weapon, so it's not disarming.
It's disarming if it doesn't hit.
Did
Phil,
that mean you had 4. Or you
no,
had
4 left.
Now?
4 left.
Oh, okay, great. I thought you just killed him.
No, no, no.
Okay, I go into a rage, obviously, at you, Dave, and also at the Grand Inquisitor.
You race forward. You make attacks with Savage Fury. You get a bonus attack.
Yeah, I use my Thunder's Wake.
You're right, with Frenzy means you actually get 3 attacks. Wow, all right. 1 hits, 1 misses, and 1 is a critical hit, which means that you do... Yeah, she's a challenge rating too. You obliterate her.
She turns to atoms.
Yeah.
Before saying, I think you'll find, and then...
You charge forward and you hit her with such... power that on the fortifications she slams into one of the glittermen and it falls off the side of the building, so there's only 1 glitterman left as high above you sparkling in the air is the figure of Logan, a giant turtle riding on a very small, it has to be stressed, griffin. As you fly, you whip up in the air, the jet stream behind you, feeling height like you're soaring like you have never soared before. High in the air, you see the figure of Friezo flying in the air beside you.
Can I just high five?
Can I do something to assist Frieza?
If you want to.
Yeah, oh, I kind of call out. No, no, fuck it. All right, cool.
Frieza doesn't make eye contact and flies away.
Frieza! Frieza! I got a weapon! Frieza!
For the podcast audience, Tom just made eye contact with Hing, and Hing just looked up and said, shook his head. Like Tom was asking him for change.
Waved him away like nah, Anna Wintour to an assistant.
Sorry, mate, no.
Wait, Tom, quickly, what do you want to do with your action?
Is there like a big spear sticking out of the dragon?
There is. It's built into its neck just below the collar that the dragon is wearing and just above the saddle. And you can see that one of the leather straps that holds the saddle is half destroyed by the spear as Davin Tyrrell rides it, screaming obscenities at you.
Fuck you! I say to the griffin, he just said, fuck us. And then I kind of go down and I use my thorn whip and I just try and like... whip the rest of the saddle off.
Oh, great. All right, you do. You hit. You make a damage. You do enough damage to a second of the four straps. Snaps open. There are only two straps left on the saddle, and the next one up is Frieza.
Now, is there... From this position, can I see any treasure? Because you've skipped my go, so I should get two goes now.
All right, I'll let you have
so
two goes.
So can I see like a dragon's horn underneath the dragon where the dragon was roosting?
In the sky?
You mean like... carrying its like treasure it underneath
it? I've gone up... and then I'm looking down.
Oh, okay.
Can I see treasure?
Yeah, so if you look far to the horizon away from where your friends are fighting for their lives with the dragon, you can see, you know what? The fabled treasure of Mert of Dragons Waterdeep. It's 10,000 golden dragons. Yeah, sure. The dragon has damaged the city and one of the giant statues is broken open and gold coins are spilling out everywhere. If you leave the fight, you can go and have some of them.
Can I have all of them or what? Like, can we...
as many as you can carry.
Okay, now when I look down at like Filge and Frieza, what are they doing?
So you look at the treasure, you look at the dragon, you look up at Logan's face, you look down at Filge the younger's face, and lastly, you lock eyes with yourself, but an elf. And there's a weird frisson.
Are they, so...
they are about to be swarmed by a mob.
Okay, Dave. I'm gonna fly down and cast Burning Hands on the crowd.
And in a misguided effort of love and devotion, Frieza decides to scorn the treasure and instead successfully kills 75 people.
Okay.
Thank you. And the crowd cannot riot, for the crowd is gone. And the first of our three strike forces have completed their mission.
Great work, guys.
Meanwhile,
we did it.
With himself, Bobby, you race forward and you smack at the stone, and in Virgin Square, with the crowd gone, Glittermen are starting to descend on our heroes. But their eyes, suddenly the blue light in their eyes turns out, their figures turn rictus and still, and the Glittermen stop in their tracks, including the one in Peak Top areas. Every Glitterman in the city deactivates because the arcane sequencer has been destroyed, and Logan, you are now by yourself as Davin Tyrrell turns the mighty power of his dragon against you and it breathes fire. 8d6 of damage. And you can take half of it with a dexterity save, which you do. So you're only going to take half of this. How many hit points have you got left?
I've got hit points. Where do we keep the hit points on my app? 47, buddy.
All right, well, you take 29 hit points of damage, spin around in the air and survive for now, but your griffin is obliterated.
Whoa! I don't know that means he survives.
As you start to fall from the sky, but you're falling past the saddle. You have a chance for a reaction action if you want.
Use grab it.
Oh, yeah. It's a tiny dragon, isn't it? Okay.
The dragon will get its own action, so I guess you have two actions. One for you and one for the dragon.
Okay. First dragon, I get my dragon. I get him to go and...
fuck with the guy who's riding the other dragon.
All right, he does, and it gives him disadvantage, so that now you'll get advantage for anything that you want.
I grab onto the saddle, and I use my momentum to kind of unlock it even more.
All right, you race forward, you hit, and the third of the saddle straps breaks. The tension forces the fourth one to snap off instantly, and the figure of Davin Tyrrell flies into the air as Gavastrath is freed, a dragon that did not want to be in bondage to a wicked, evil duke. And with beautiful words that will be remembered for a generation, Davin Tyrrell pinwheels through the sky, dead, 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 as the dragon soars to the heavens. One day these fires will be put out. One day there will be some kind of reckoning for the damage that's been done here. One day Frieza will have to answer to his crimes. But it is not this day, for instead the six dragon friends live. History has been altered irrevocably. Bobby will not become a werewolf. Frieza will learn absolutely nothing. And Filge will not watch her brother die, for this new history will create a new Forgotten Realms, a new past, a new future, a new life for those adventurers, now six in total, 3 times 2, that we call the Dragon Friends. Thank you! Make some noise for all of the Dragon Friends tonight!
Thank you.
Keep it going for our special guests, Montaigne, woo! Tom Walker, woo! Chris Greiner, Riordan Lee, yeah! Hum, woo! Nick Marriott,
yeah! Owen, your dungeon master, David Harmon!
Otherwise, thank you for sitting through the longest finale we've ever done. We're never going to have 10 people on stage again. It's a fucking nightmare. Thank you, have a good night!
Good night!
I'm just getting up the Dungeon Master notes. Do you want to talk about what's going to happen next year?
Oh, yeah. So here's something exciting. It's a good news, bad news sandwich. I'll start with the bad. We're going to do these shows a little bit less regularly. Both Al and I have children on the way in early next year, so we're going to be a little bit busy. So we're going to do a seasonal run of Dragon Friends, where we'll do one every season. We'll do a summer, winter, autumn, spring show, but probably not in that order.
Sorry, I realised while announcing that I'm pregnant, me grabbing a beer was not a good look. It's for Tom, okay?
I didn't ask for a beer, Alex.
I need to know after his daddy.
But because we still want to put out the podcast, and we still want you guys to have a podcast every fortnight. So we're doing something that I described to my wife. Actually, I said this is how we're solving this problem, and I said it to her really excited, and she was like, "That sounds insane." And I thought, oh, well, she just doesn't get podcasting. And then I thought about it for a while, and I think she may be right. But what we are doing is, just after Christmas, the Dragon Friends are getting what we have come to term as a hype house for 3 days. And for 3 days in one house by the beach, we are going to record 8 months worth of podcast.
That's right. We rented a beach house, but instead of going to the beach, we'll be inside playing Dungeons and Dragons during the Australian summer.
It has to be said, this is an idea that we had a few years ago. We recorded 6 episodes, and true dragon heads will tell you that there is a noticeable decay of mental wellness that occurs over the episodes.
Did you guys know I'm already having anxiety dreams about that weekend? I had a dream that it got to like 10 o'clock and we're fucking around and we're like, oh shit, the podcast! Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.